The Money Show.
The Market.
Somebody's got the Tricky Tuesday. Keith Magoli has got the Tricky Tuesday this evening. The numbers 13%, 15%, 20% and 25%. We'll get to that in just a moment. But a much better day for markets today, Wayne McCurry. In the bear market environment in which we're in, a rebound today, which was welcome, I think.
Yes, I think so. Bruce, I must say, I think we're really near the bottom of the bear market. I don't think it's going to be nearly as severe as previous bear markets we've seen in similar circumstances, simply because there's no major debt bubble that's going to be burst by higher interest rates as we have seen in previous slowdowns. So in other words, the share market's rating will come under pressure, which it is obviously, but earnings won't come under nearly as much pressure as what we've seen in the past.
But the United Kingdom is doing its very, very best, of course, to rock the global boat with its fiscal expansion, with its plans for increased borrowing, with warnings from the Bank of England that it will act in to whatever level is necessary in order to bring inflation back down to 2%. We've got the US fighting inflation, growing forecasts of a global recession. I saw something today from Ned Davis Research, which says the odds of a global recession are sitting at over 98% at the moment. I mean, are stock markets pricing in this recession, and that's why you are confident that we're probably, you know, we're coming to the bottom of the crisis?
I think there is a pricing. The stock markets are pricing in. I think there is a recession coming. The British government's just doing crazy things, quite frankly. But I mean, it's politicians. They don't have to pay back the bill. You know, the next lot in 10 years' time, I'll have to pay back the. For this extravagance, I think this is going to come back and bite the Conservative Party and bite the British economy quite severely, because in this type of environment, this is exactly what you should not be doing, quite frankly, and that's why the pound has taken such a strain, and a lot of UK companies, the share prices have taken strain. It's because this is not actually, to be honest, not logical in this type of environment.
We've seen, for example, South African companies or companies with South African connections fall very sharply over the last couple of days. Investec down 4%, Bytes is down, Datatech is down, Capital & Counties and Hammerson are negative. There are bound to be others, companies with big UK exposures taking a huge whack at the dual listed shares.
Yeah, but I mean, this might be, you know, to investors' advantage, because you might be able to buy really good companies significantly cheaper in actual pound terms and with the weaker pound. So, you know, 91, we must look at Capco, Capital & Counties, because you are going to get them at bargain basement prices. And eventually the Bank of England will just hike interest rates to support the pound and to combat any inflationary implications. So the pound will strengthen from this level. So, you know, maybe now is the time to go out and buy these type of shares and companies with those with the UK exposure.
A quick thought on Remgro. Results out from Remgro earlier on today. Market like those very, very much?
Yes, yes. But I mean, this was well flagged by Remgro, and it was certainly well known in the market. They came with a very low base, so earnings and dividends were always going to go up enormously. But clearly, as we've spoken about many times, they are cleaning up their portfolio. They're going to unbundle Grindrod. They're buying in Mediclinic. They really are taking some active moves now in the company to close a very, very big discount.
And that discount is, I mean, the underlying value of all of the companies that make up the investment portfolio of Remgro, if you sold all of them individually tomorrow, you'd get a lot more money than the total value that is reflected on the JSE at the moment. There's talk of Total, for example. They've got a big stake in Total South Africa, selling that off, and perhaps other things too.
That could very easily happen. They are clearly intent now on closing out that discount. And we've seen it with many, many companies unbundling. We've seen it with RMI, with RMH. You know, the day of the holding companies and the conglomerate is over, especially where the underlying companies don't need the cash.
Thank you to Wayne McCurry this evening. A noisy phone line, but a clear Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.